You get an email you don't want. Should you click the unsubscribe button? Think twice. Fake unsubscribe buttons can make you a target. Here with the details, InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Our guest is TK Canini, Chief Technology Officer at DNS Filter, a cybersecurity company that provides cloud-based software to protect users from malicious websites and online threats. TK, can you explain why clicking on an unsubscribed link in an email might be riskier than most people think?
The trouble kind of starts with, you know, you're clicking, which is using one protocol, and email using another protocol. The idea really is when this all began, you get sent an email, and if you wanted to unsubscribe, you'd email back. Clicking actually opens up a whole different world for threats. And that's where the unsubscribe link comes in. You know, clicking on any link is somewhat suspect, but in particular, these unsolicited emails that come to you are particularly suspicious. I just wanted to level set there because we're not talking about an email from your father or mother or someone you trust. It's something that unsolicited came into your inbox and now it's presenting you with a link. Now, do you trust that link or do you not?
Your research at DNS Filter found that 1 in 644 unsubscribed link clicks lead to a malicious website. How common are those malicious links and what can happen if you end up there?
It ranges. Sometimes the adversary is putting that link in just to perform some reconnaissance, just to see if the millions of addresses they sent out, if they get a response. You know, that's kind of a hot lead for them. And then they'll continue with their campaign, whatever that is, ransomware. In some cases, provoking you to maybe disclose some information by presenting you with something fraudulent. An example would be you click on an unsubscribe link, which really isn't an unsubscribe link, and you're presented, oh, you need to reauthenticate to Google. But that isn't actually Google asking you that. It's something else asking you that. And you, okay, I just need to reauthenticate before I can proceed. And you type in your password and they have it. These are things that you just have to be aware of. It's not really all the links. It's just some of the links, which again makes the issue very complicated.
Are there any specific signs to be looking out for?
You know, your diligence goes a long way. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of noise that comes into my inbox that I didn't ask for. So I would say the first practice is if it's just noise, just delete it, get it out of there, or mark it spam and block it. There's no clicking on a link. It's just you being your own little filter for your inbox, because again, we're talking about unsolicited emails. The second thing I would say is if you are going to click on an unsubscribe link, make sure it's the one that is being presented to you by the email client itself. So if you're using, you know, Outlook or Gmail or whatever it is, there's a particular button inside of the application, not in the body of the message now, in the application, where you can unsubscribe. And the reason that's safer is because it's using the normal protocols to do this unsubscription. It's not the attacker making stuff up. That would be two things that'll get you very, very far.
I know people sometimes set up email filters inside their email clients. Is that something that maybe is a little too complex for the average person? And are there any downsides to doing that?
No, I think that's a good idea. It's a tricky thing, you know, it's just kind of like with your postal email. It's like, it's really hard to unsubscribe from all the stuff that shows up in your postal mail. It's even more complicated electronically. So to the degree that you can visually just see what is unsolicited versus people you trust, people that's in your contacts, that's definitely a good step. Because like I said, we're really talking about filtration here. We're not really talking about cybersecurity first. The first thing to do is just get rid of the noise and get rid of it safely. The unsubscribe thing is you trying to do your part with what you think the other side is also going to do their part, meaning you can send them an unsubscribe link. They could possibly just ignore it too. I mean, there's really no repercussion for them.
Yeah, that's my general impression, that it seems like half the time that's what happens anyway.
I know. Everybody's a practitioner here, right? We're not talking about you have to be an expert. Everybody's inbox is just getting flooded with this stuff. I mean, first and foremost, just delete it. And it's kind of like weeding. Like, you know, you can just cut off the tops, but they're going to kind of grow back. So after you get tired of just deleting, maybe you actually file it spam. And then the client will say, oh, do you want to block it? Yeah, I'll block it because actually I didn't want this in the first place. The unsubscribe thing should be something you do after those two steps is what I'm saying.
What about using disposable email addresses? I know some people have tried that.
Very clever, very clever. And again, that's going to be specific to the email client because now you're trusting some application to essentially be managing that. That'll actually get you pretty far. Again, if you can afford to do that, meaning you can afford to essentially be anonymous with your email, then yeah, I would definitely pursue that if it's at your disposal.
TK, is just a final thought for someone who's just overwhelmed by spam. What is the one most important step they can take to protect their inbox and reduce these risks?
Just be incredibly diligent. You know, we haven't even talked about email that comes in that you trust and you think is authentic and isn't. So it is a world we live in now where everything has to be questioned. And the minute you start being asked to divulge information, private information, the minute you start to be presented with prompts that's actually having you to download something, you've crossed the line. You want to basically stay very diligent and not get victimized by these playbooks that these threat actors have. So again, I would say filter, filter, filter. Trust the email client you have much more than anything in the body of the message. And lastly, if you ever get prompted for anything, make sure that it isn't from something that came to you unsolicited.
TK Canini from DNSfilter.com. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
For InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.